Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. I like to spring sponsors on you, and we got a new one, which is awesome. I'm so happy we got this one. I've been wanting this one for a while. You know, normally our sponsors come to us, but in this case, I did reach out to them, and I was like, listen, I freaking love your pizza. I think they would do awesome on our show as far as getting people to buy their pizza and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've ever had this pizza. It's amazing, though. Have you ever had Dick's Pizza?
Dick's Pizza?
Oh, amazing.
I mean, I've heard
stuff.
Of it, but I've never had it, no.
Oh, you've never had Dick's?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, Dick's is my favorite. I used to be addicted to Dick's, but I try not to get as much anymore. So I usually, you know, they like any pizza place, they have you have large Dick's, medium Dick's, small Dick's. I usually go with the small Dick's. It depends. I mean, if I'm super hungry, I'll go with medium-sized Dick's. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I mean.
Well, I heard large is so big you can barely get it in your mouth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they have a, what are they famous for? They're white sauce. White sauce pizza.
Love white sauce pizza.
Oh, it's fantastic, especially at Dick's. If you get Dick's white sauce, oh, phenomenal. And their meat lovers, you get their meat lovers.
Oh.
If you combine the two, the meat lovers and the white sauce.
Oh, yeah. It sounds delicious.
Oh, melts in your mouth.
My mouth is watering just thinking of Dick's. Just thinking about Dick's.
The one thing I don't recommend, because I've seen people mix their Dick's, right? If you try to take more than one, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen people grab one slice over here, one slice over here, and just try to shove multiple Dick's in their mouth. That just, first of all, the taste is weird. You know, it's just not a good mix. Just do one Dick's at a time. Highly recommended.
Yeah, they said you got to use two hands on Dick's.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. If you go with their crispy, it's more of a hard, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the normal pizza is kind of a droopy, you know, you got to hold it up with two hands.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, just go for it. Just shove it in.
Yeah, cram it in there.
Oh, amazing.
I'm so hungry for Dick's right now.
You too, huh?
Craving it.
Oh, man. Maybe now that they're a sponsor, they could provide us with Dick's every week.
My mouth is agape just waiting for Dick's.
Oh, absolutely. Fucking A, man. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. I know they wanted us to really build them up.
And, I heard they use hard salami.
They do. Yeah, that's first time
the
I've
hard
ever
salami. Yeah,
first time I've ever seen a pizza place do the hard salami. Hard meat.
And who doesn't love hard meat?
Oh,
hard salami.
I'm a huge fan.
That all day and night.
Yeah, and again, if you try to put too much in your mouth, though, because it can get really addictive.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, too much of a good thing is bad for you, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've choked. I've choked on Dick's before, Mike. And just like that. But yeah, it's so good that
you know what your problem is? You need to relax your throat when you're eating Dick's.
I never tried that.
Yeah. It'll slide down easier.
Maybe that's probably what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a good chewer? Like, do you chew or do you just swallow?
Because
I've heard multiple.
I try not to use my teeth too much on Dick's.
Yeah.
I kind of let it sit in there and.
Yeah, and then it softens.
It softens up and slides down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that's the way to go.
Although sometimes the white sauce hits the back of my throat and it kind of makes me gag a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. Dick's Pizza. We're so happy to have them.
Yeah. Shout out to Dick's.
Man, unbelievable. Right now, I think they're opening up a new one. I don't have a location.
Although,
right now.
I've heard if you take and get too much Dick's, you got to get your stomach pumped. So,
really?
I
could see that. I could totally see that.
That might be a rumor, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for them.
Yeah, me too. Oh, great to have them on board.
Absolutely. Great to have them. We are excited. And every time they come out with a new flavor and everything, we'll try it. We'll be the Dick's professionals.
I'm not beyond putting Dick's in my mouth on air.
On air?
On air.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. We don't have any Dick's. But if I had Dick's sitting right in front of me, it's going in.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not playing
for
around.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, they'll come to your door and they'll deliver it right to your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that their slogan?
it might be.
Might be their. If it's not, it should be.
It might be, and I've heard that they give you the tip. So
nice.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Which is cool because we have something called just the tip, so it would kind of really, you know, set off the whole dicks and just the tip.
Tips. Yeah, just the tip. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the dick. Dick's
just the dick tip. The dick's tip. That we just tip. Call the dick's tip.
That's amazing. Oh man. So yeah, shout out to Dix.
Hell yeah, Dix.
All right. So moving on from that, I have just a cool story I want to lay on you real quick.
Yeah.
Really awesome. So it took me a while to do this because I was like, I didn't really want to do it, but I sold my 1994 LeBron James jersey. The authentic game worn, it wasn't actually LeBron. It was a player called Mike Uzzolino.
Yeah.
Who was drafted, I believe, by the Mavericks. He was, a lot of people have never heard of him. I didn't personally until I saw
the
jersey.
I'm pretty sure he works at Dick's now.
Yeah, he does. He's a throat coach up at Dick's. But hopefully he doesn't listen to this. I certainly am not. I'm a professional. Yeah, Mike Uzzolino, drafted by the Mavericks, I think like the 35th pick. I mean, so he was a really good NBA player. Obviously, was popular enough to be on NBA Jam next to Derek Harper. It was the two guys, him and Derek Harper. Anyway.
Boy, the Mavericks really didn't have anybody.
No,
that year.
No, they were struggling. But he played 2 years for that. It just did not work out with them, and he became a free agent. I think Orlando picked him up. Orlando cut him, and then the Cavs signed him. And he went through the entire preseason with the Cavs, and right before the season starts, they let him go.
Mm.
But being that it was 94, he was issued a jersey. Somebody ended up with this jersey, bought it, or was given to him by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I saw that, and I saw the opportunity of when we have LeBron James back, I was like, oh, that'd be cool if I bought his Uzzolino jersey, had the name removed, not realizing how difficult that would be, and have James put on the back, make it a LeBron James jersey. Nobody wanted to touch that with a 10-foot pole because you had to remove stitch by stitch.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, each letter is stitched and everything, and then plus to match the name and all that. So I ended up having to send it overseas, and the guy I usually use to make my jerseys anyway, and he did it. He removed all the letters. You could still see, they glue the letters down also with stitching them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like glue marks and stuff like that. So I was able to, I forget what chemical I used. Might have been like freaking Goo Gone or something to get like the glue loosened enough to get off of there. Washed it. Used a jersey pen, like a fabric pen to dye where it wasn't completely dyed black and all that.
Yeah,
so matched it really well. So I've had this jersey for a while. And I never wanted to get rid of it just because I love that Cavs jersey. Mm-hmm. That black with the blue. Lightning bolt or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I ended up selling it. The guy reached out to me and he said, you don't happen to have the original nameplate, do you? And I said, it's not the original nameplate. There was no nameplate. It's not an NFL jersey. They were individually stitched. I was like, unfortunately, I never got them back. And he's like, oh, that's too bad. I know Mike. The guy's buying the jersey back from Mike. He's buying it back from Mike Uzzolino.
No kidding.
Like, what are the odds of this?
Yeah.
That because I had posted on the eBay post that it was Mike Uzzolino jersey, I think he saw that and was kind of hoping I had the letters back and they were going to have them put back on there and give them to him. So I thought, oh my God, though, what are the odds that... But it does come with the copy of authenticity that had the original picture of the Uzzolino jersey. So,
yeah.
But I thought that was really cool. I'm like, what are the odds that... this guy was buying this jersey and it's for Mike Uzzolino.
Yeah, so. And you fucked it up. He had his name removed and
Oops. But I didn't I really wish I did have the original letters. That would have been awesome to maybe I could reach out to this dude and be like, yeah, we'll have him on the show and talk about how I fucked his jersey up. How I defiled his jersey because nobody gave a shit.
So what made you sell it?
I've been wanting to for a while, only because, God, and I don't want to reveal this.
Oh, okay.
I want it to buy something else, but I feel like if I say right now, I'll tell you offline, if I say right now okay. what I want to buy with it, people might be like, oh my God, that's out there? I'm going to go buy it. And then I'm not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But this certain other thing is over $1,000. So
oh.
I don't want to, I want to have something to put towards it. And it's kind of equal value to me. So
nice.
But yeah, it'll be cool. But that and, you know, whatever's, I've been selling a bunch of stuff. Whatever's left over, I'm using. I surprised Mary with, I had to surprise her early because I can't. With her job, with her being a hairstylist, she has all her appointments set up mm-hmm. months in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, like in December and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to tell her now that I'm taking her on a whale watching trip in California.
Oh, nice.
For her birthday, 40th.
Awesome.
Early, so her birthday's not till next year, January. She'll be 40, but she always wanted to see whales live and stuff, so I thought.
Yeah.
So we're going 2 days. We're landing in San Francisco. We're going to drive up to the Golden Gate Bridge. We want to see that. So that's 26 minutes north. Then we're going to drive the coast down to Monterey Bay. So it's a 3-hour trip down the coast. So we'll get to stop along the way. And then we're staying in Monterey Bay. We're going to do 2 days of, we're going out on a boat, whale watching in the morning to see orcas, dolphins, all that stuff.
Nice. That'd be cool.
Yeah. There's an aquarium out there, I guess, is amazing. There is actually a boat that you can go fishing, and whatever you catch, you scale on the boat. They show you how to scale it and everything.
Yeah, clean the fish, yeah.
Clean the fish, and then they'll take the boat back, and they have like a restaurant. You bring your fish, and they'll cook it up for you.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was very cool. So that's one of the things we're looking into. There's just a lot of sightseeing and stuff there. It's not like there's no amusement park. There's nothing like that. It's all fish-related, beach-related. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the main thing is the whales. She wants to see the whales live and stuff.
Yeah.
So I asked them when the best time would to see orcas. I guess orcas, I did not know this, are twilight animals. So they usually are very active at night.
Mm-hmm.
So your chance of seeing them is usually first thing in the morning. They're still somewhat active
mm-hmm.
or very late at night, but they don't do trip. Obviously, they don't want to go out in the dark. Oh, here comes a rogue wave. Sorry, everyone, you're about to die. So
it's like the Titanic.
Yeah.
All over again.
Yep. So,
iceberg.
But yeah, the scary, I mean, when we went shark diving, we went, I think it was like 5 miles out, which mm-hmm. was very scary. You lose all sense of direction because you can't see any land, so you don't even know which direction you are,
mm-hmm.
which makes a ton of sense when you see these shows of like, why didn't they just go back to land? They knew where the land was.
Mm-hmm.
You get so disoriented while you're out there. And this said they go 5 to, I think it was like 26 miles if they have to. So I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But it's a professional company. That's mm-hmm. It's a nice
boat.
They,
they know where they're going. Yeah. You know, amateur.
Yeah, exactly. The boats are big, which I wanted. Some of them were too small where I'm like, I'm not going on a 12-person boat
mm-hmm.
26 miles out in the ocean. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are like 100-passenger boats, and they're
nice.
Big. So they're
they
can withstand even if a whale decides to jump out of the water and hit half the boat.
What's up, bitches?
Free Willy. Dick's Pizza has a pizza called Free Willy.
You know,
I don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard
really
too.
Weird.
I also, you know, you had mentioned San Francisco was where you're starting at.
Yeah.
Dick's is huge. They love Dick's in San Francisco.
Absolutely, they do. They have signature pizzas out there. One's called the Golden Gape Bridge.
The Golden Gape. Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but
No.
You know what? I'm sure it makes sense
out there.
Probably
just because your mouth is gape ready for that, for Dick's.
Ready for all that. Mm-hmm. The Meat Lovers is probably big out there, too, I think. Just because it's a California thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good point. Good. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Shout out to Dick's.
Shout out to Dick's.
Yeah, so what else did I... that was about it, I think, with my quick little stories. I did have some other things I was thinking about, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, we took the... It's the end of summer. We surprised the kids with an end of summer trip to Waldemere in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, if you don't know Waldemere, people that are from out of state or out of country, check out Waldemere, probably waldemere.com. It's in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's an amusement park. Check it out. It's old school.
Yeah, yeah, for anybody that's local, it has that, like you said, that old school Geauga Lake feel.
Yep.
Like Geauga Lake prior to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lines are not too long.
No.
They have those weird, wacky, almost Geneva on the Lake style old. Remember that amusement park?
Mm-hmm.
Geneva on the Lake?
Yeah.
Local people will know. Again, things anybody can research. Geneva on the Lake, little amusement park on the lake with like six rides that were, just happened to be amazing to us as kids. But like the haunted house ride.
The haunted house ride, yeah.
That's what reminded me of like Geneva on the Lake, the little haunted house. You sit in the cart and there's like absolutely nothing scary about it.
No.
At all. There's like a neon light paint colored skeleton that's like, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was just dark.
Yeah. Half the shit wasn't working. Uh-huh. They put a mirror up so you like see yourself in the dark. And you're like, oh my, oh, it's just me. But the little kids, the shit's, they're scared out of their mind.
Yeah, my kids had a blast. It was because, like we talked about on the prior episode, we don't let them ride fair rides. So.
Right. Yep.
So this was kind of like, all right, let's take them here to an amusement park where they check these things. And we had a blast. They had a Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys do the spider?
I'm not. No, we didn't.
I almost puked on that when I took Connor.
Did you?
That was my realizing that I'm old now and spinning may not be my thing anymore.
Yeah. I'll get to something that kind of happened there. They had a Tilt-A-Whirl, and you really can't. You used to find Tilt-A-Whirls all over the place. Like they'd have them at the fairs, and it's kind of one of those rides that as time has gone on, you see less and less of them. But they had one, and Tilt-A-Whirl has always been my favorite ride of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a coaster guy at all, really. And so we rode the Tilt-A-Whirl, I think 5 or 6 times. It was amazing. We get to the kind of the kiddie ride section, and they have this like hot air balloon ride that spins. It's kind of like the teacup ride.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It kind of goes up in the air a little bit.
Yeah.
So my oldest and youngest are sitting in it, and my oldest gets it spinning. You could spin it. So
yep.
He gets it spinning, and I'm just watching my youngest. Like, you could just tell he's like,
it wasn't
okay,
happening.
I'm spinning.
Yeah. It's time.
So they ride that, and then we go and ride the teacup ride. And me and my oldest genius idea was, let's get this thing spinning as fast as we could. So my wife and my youngest are sitting there, and me and Trevor, my oldest, we get this friggin' cup just going. And I get to the point where I'm like, oh my God. Like I was getting dizzy. We get off the thing, and my wife and my oldest go over. Right, like across to like the swings that spin.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting with my youngest because he's like, I need a break. So we're sitting waiting for them to ride the swings. And I just look over at him and he's got his head down and I'm like, he's going to yak.
Oh, he's gonna yak. Did he?
No.
Oh.
He recovered.
He was to that point though.
But yeah, all the spinning, like back to back rides. Because then we rode something else that didn't really have too much spinning. And we got off of that, and he was like, ugh.
Yeah. What else did they have there that they had the old Mirage. Remember the Mirage?
Yeah.
The magic carpet ride that...
Yeah, they did have that.
Kind of rode that.
They had the swinging ship.
Yep.
Which is always classic. My youngest didn't do too well on that one. I didn't ride that one with them, but my wife said his face was like turning green riding that because
if you don't like, sit in the middle, like if you're a beginner, sit in the middle because
when
you go
what,
up high,
mm-hmm.
You kind of stay at a decent level. But if you sit at one of the ends,
and that's where
the
they
peak,
were.
Yeah. See, and you're at the peak of height
and where the lap bar came down, like whenever it would like go start going down, like he would come up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that he was going
to
fall out,
that's
but like
scary
to him, though, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah, he got off of that. He's like, I'm never riding that again. It was a great time.
Did you do the wave pool and all that or no?
No, we didn't do it. We didn't end up doing it. It was a little cooler that day.
Yeah,
which is kind of why we planned to go because it wasn't going to be too hot.
Okay.
If we go back, I'm sure we'll go back.
Yeah, the slides and all that stuff. That whole part is fun. So we did like a half day that and a half day ride because you can get through that park pretty quick as far as rides.
Yeah, for sure.
They do have a little wooden one too in the front, a wooden coaster.
Yeah.
It's not too big. It's like the old kind of Big Dipper-ish where it's just very small. And that one's fun. There's no big hills or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get through all the rides in the park so quick that I'm like, the second time I went, We went and we did the wave pool and slides first, and then went and did the park. It's just a perfect, perfect amount of time.
They just announced they're gonna have one of those water coasters. They're building one of those.
Oh, cool!
For next summer. That's awesome.
Are they getting Dick's as a sponsor as well?
I hope so.
Because I'm not sure if I don't know.
I mean, that'd be great if they like Dick's had a ride and you could just ride Dick's all day.
Oh, that'd be cool,
right?
Oh man, I never thought of that. Is a really good idea.
Yeah. Right. I mean, God.
Who wouldn't want to ride Dick's?
Right?
You know?
Oh, just man. Just sit down on...
What if... It'd probably be tough. I was going to say if they could... Like, if you could somehow eat while you're riding it. So you could put Dick's in your mouth while you're riding Dick's.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if it's... know if it's safe to ride Dick's while eating Dick's.
You know what? I'll bet there's somebody out there who's done it.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll bet you.
Yeah, we'll have him on the show.
Oh, sir, you're not going to be able to talk if you have Dick's in your mouth. Like, yeah. You're on our show.
Take the Dick's out of your mouth.
Take the Dick's out of your mouth and talk to us. This is very important.
This is a podcast, goddammit.
Yeah, we're professionals.
So I'm going to segue this because something happened while I was there. And it's kind of embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
But I have to ask you this, and you don't have to answer out loud. You can just nod your head. But how can I say this without it coming out sounding like I'm creepy? But do you ever go to somebody's profile who may potentially be from your past? Ever look up somebody?
I've done that before.
Okay.
Right. Most of the here's the truth is honestly I've blocked a lot of them because things don't always. And on a good, you know, some have, and we, you know, like dating was never serious or anything. So we're just like, we're better off friends, whatever. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think most people have. It's just one of those things that
you stalk. You always stalk a little bit, just
a little bit.
Sometimes you want to make sure like they're miserable. Like, see, told you. I knew you'd end up pregnant. I knew you would.
That's what happens when you put all those dicks
in your mouth. And we're not talking about pizza.
No, this time we're talking about penis. Penis.
Actual,
definitely penis.
Actual
fucking penis.
Yeah.
Sperm.
Sperm guzzlers.
Yeah, so.
Oh, by the way, a little disclaimer. Mike had a slight cold over the kids going back to school. We all know about that. So
yeah, if you're a parent and you know how kids are when they get to school, it's sick time.
And it's not an excuse. We're not eating the sponsor and he's choking on Dick's or something.
No, I'm not choking on Dick's.
Yeah, this is actual cold. So anyway.
Yeah. So I had done that on Instagram. I had visited somebody from my past profile. And we're at Waldemere. And I'm taking pictures of the kids, you know, riding stuff. And I don't know what happened. I think I must have been going to put, like I took a picture of them and I must have been going to put it on Instagram. I must have put my phone back in my pocket. We ride some things and I pull my phone out and it's on this person's page. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is, and I'm like, oh my God, I start seeing the pictures like on their profile and I'm like, oh my God. And I start scrolling and there's two different pictures. There's red hearts that they were liked by me.
Oh,
so I'm like, holy shit.
Oops.
I'm like, oh my God. So here's what I did. I quickly unliked them.
Right.
Closed Instagram, got out of my phone and I was like, oh my God.
Oh shit.
So my question to you is like, what would you have done? Would it have been better to just eat it and left them there or hope that it had just happened and that you unliked them fast enough for the notification? I don't know what happens with the notifications if they go away.
Oh, I don't know either.
If it was just fucking too late.
I mean, I guess, I think I would definitely unlike them as quick as possible. And then just
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah. And then like probably at that point block them to hide the, like, so they can't even go back. And
the thing is, it must have just been open, like, Instagram opened my phone, and it must have just, like, ended, like, butt dialing almost.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. definitely unlike and get those out quick. But, yeah, I don't know if they'd get a notification if you unliked it.
Yeah.
Do they still get that? Yeah, or does it?
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume you would, but yeah. I don't know.
The only thing I would think is if you hurried up and, like, blocked them at that point, you would just disappear. So even...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Even if it did have a notification, I think that notification would disappear and they'd never see it because you don't technically exist.
Which I probably don't to them anyway. Yeah. But I opened that, my jaw dropped. I was like,
oops.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
How did that even happen? The only thing I can think of is Instagram was open and it just kind of rattled around when we were riding shit and just ended up going there.
Yeah.
Shout out to that person if they're listening. I accidentally liked your shit.
Yeah. Now get over it. go get some of our sponsors pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get some of our
eat a dicks. Eat a dicks.
Why did you kind of say that like you're Irish?
Oh, why don't you eat a dicks?
go get some of our sponsors' pizza.
It's really good for
you. It's really good for you.
Yeah. The nutritional value. Lots of protein.
Lots of protein.
In their white sauced pizza.
Ooh. Make sure you take your shirt off before you...
you don't want to get that
you
sauce.
Put it in your mouth. You don't want to stain your shirt.
Yeah, that white sauce.
Or your blouse.
That white sauce is going to make your shirt crispy. You don't... If you get the sauce on your shirt, you wipe it off quickly. Don't let it dry. You could have a crispy shirt.
Dude, your neighbors are like, when the fuck did leprechauns move in?
Oh.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, come over and get some of my lucky charms. I'll shoot it all over you. All over your shirt. Crispy.
Nice and crispy.
Nice and crispy shirt. That's what we do here in the Nichols household.
Nichols household.
So I think, yeah. What do you think?
You know what I think? I mean, all I can think about is dicks right now, so.
Yeah.
I got,
you know,
dicks
what?
On my mind.
Yeah. God, you know what sucks is my mind is telling me no, but my body... just telling me, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Because there ain't nothing wrong with some dicks.
No, man. Dicks
isn't
that
their slogan?
Might be.
I think they change their slogan once a week. This week it's, ain't nothing wrong with a little dicks.
No. No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they do.
Definitely. If you're a first time,
switch it up.
If you're a first time dick eater, go probably, what do you suggest? Small? Small or medium?
Yeah,
don't
start
go,
small. Yeah.
Start small. Don't go huge right off the bat.
And here's a little known fact. It goes down easier when you spit on it. So
yeah. It's true. And I know that sounds weird to spit on pizza.
Yeah, but trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Mike when he says spit on
that. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
Spit on it.
Man. yeah, they do have a hot pizza. They have a hot one.
Like spicy?
It's spicy hot.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what, though. It was too hot for me. I had
was
to gargle
it?
Milk. But it, you know what? I think it's the only white liquid that you gargle if you're eating dicks and it's too hot.
Yeah.
I usually gargle milk. If someone can gargle something else and suggest something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kind of other
so do you spit it out or do you swallow it?
the dicks or the juice or the liquid.
I'm talking about the white
stuff. Oh, the white stuff.
I mean, once you gargle it, do you?
It depends. You know what? Because sometimes you don't want to swallow that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sometimes you'll spit. But if the flavor isn't too bad. You swallow it. It's not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if spicy is not your thing, and let's say you eat too much dicks, and you gargle, and you're swallowing.
Well, you know what? I heard if you eat pineapple.
Oh, I never thought about that. Well, don't they? I think they put pineapple
they put
on the dicks.
On there, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Man, I am so hungry right now.
Hawaiian dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hawaiian dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, oh, man. I'm telling you what, they're getting a lot of plugging today.
Yeah.
They are. We are plugging them everywhere.
In. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So today we talked about dicks and how wonderful their pizza is.
Oh, amazing pizza.
Yeah. So we definitely recommend trying it. Don't know where to find it right now.
If you take anything from this episode, make sure you take the dicks.
Absolutely. But other than that, we touched on some other things. touched on other things other than dicks.
Yeah.
But we hope you enjoyed, and follow us on our social media pages.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Even TikTok.
Yeah, sure, TikTok.
Our individual accounts
on TikTok.
Yeah, and we do have a Vulgar Burrito page, but yeah, we don't tag it too much, no. I guess. But hey, you can follow it still.
Yeah, hey.
We won't.
And you know, I tell you what, share us pictures of you putting dicks in your mouth to our social media pages. We want to see it.
Meanwhile, our show just got canceled.
We want to see you guys putting those dicks in your mouth.
With that, this has been the Vulgar. With that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace
out.